World Vision resumes operations in Darfur despite shelling. New libraries help unbind people from their superstitions. And a soccer victory in India brings more than a title. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Prospects for an end to violence in Darfur remain bleak despite a United Nations plan to deploy more troops to the war-torn region. Attacks against aid personnel are continuing in Darfur, prompting groups like World Vision to temporarily pull out. But World Vision resumed partial operations in Darfur on Saturday. World Vision's Rachel Wolf explains the areas they're concentrating on.
What we're doing is focusing on life-saving services, food and health particularly. Scaling down some of our other services, unfortunately, for the time being, but still trying to reach as many of the 500,000 people that we serve as possible.
World Vision is a Christian non-government organization that's been well accepted in Darfur.
As a faith-based organization, that's one way that we can build bridges. They see us, they know that we're there, motivated by our faith, and that's actually a way that we have built bridges with other groups, and that's the case in Darfur.
Next, the Sundanese people of Indonesia are one of the largest unreached people groups. Partners International and the Sundanese Christian Fellowship are reaching them through libraries and literacy classes. Domu, the SCF ministry leader, says education is the beginning of releasing people from the bonds of superstitious religions. Domu met a witch doctor whose heart was changed by literacy.
One day he asked, like, a Bible, and then finally that he can read. And so this is one of the way how to open their eyes of the blindness.
While the libraries help students, they're also appreciated by the city leaders since the government can't supply such resources. Domu hopes that
by doing these library projects can have an access to the community, and by they can build a relationship, and the ultimate goal, they can share their faith.
The libraries need your books. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. In late September, a soccer team victory helped change the face of a Hope Givers International Hope Home in India. The children are both orphans and Christians, a combination that almost ended their participation. However, their state championship was greeted with a celebration. Hope Givers President Dr. Samuel Thomas says,
people from the public come and taken those children on their shoulder and danced with them. And then they began to give them gifts and then brought food items and fruits and all these things for them.
A celebration surrounding a Christian orphanage is nearly unheard of.
In our history, in that state, it must not have happened any time. This may be the first incident.
Not only have the children earned respect and adoration, they're also a testimony to the work of Hope Givers in Jesus' name. Pray that the orphanage will flourish and continue creating ambassadors for Christ. And over the weekend, people from many Christian organizations gathered in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the National Day of Prayer Task Force meeting. Bible Pathways' Ken Sharp was there to remind the task force not to leave out Scripture on the National Day of Prayer in May. He says prayer alone would be a mistake.
God warned us if we are destroyed for lack of knowledge from not reading the Word of God, we need to understand that prayer without the Word is weak. But the word without prayer becomes simply legalism.
Bible reading marathons will be encouraged as part of NDP programs. Sharp says as Christians pray and read God's word, it can't help but make a difference.
We will become better church members, better Sunday school teachers, pastors, husbands, and wives. Once we are empowered with God's word, God is going to empower us much more with His Holy Spirit.
That will allow us to lead more people to Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.